There's big news from the world of Franz Kafka for those of you into despair and existential dread. Swiss safe deposit boxes filled with Kafka's unpublished manuscripts and letters will finally be opened, and the contents will get shipped to Israel. It brings to an end a decades-long legal battle over his literary estate. Benjamin Balint wrote about this legal drama in his book, Kafka's Last Trial. Balint told the CBC program As It Happens that right before Kafka died in 1924, he gave his personal papers to his best friend, Max Brod, and told Brod to burn everything. Luckily, Brod didn't listen.
Max Brod rescued the works of Franz Kafka more than once. He rescued them from Kafka's last will, as we said. He also rescued them in March of 1939 when Prague was just being occupied by the German forces. Max Brod took the last train out of Prague and carried with him a single suitcase. And in that suitcase, he had stuffed the manuscripts and drafts of Franz Kafka. And he brought that suitcase with him to his new life in Tel Aviv.
Brod didn't have children, so he left everything to his longtime secretary, Esther Hoffa, with instructions to donate Kafka's writings to a library or public institution in Israel. Instead, Hoffa sold pieces of the portfolio and stashed the rest in bank vaults and in her apartment, which was, by all accounts, disgusting.
I spoke to two members of the team who in mid-September of last year finally got access to that apartment, and they described cockroaches, spider webs, untended cats. Some of the manuscripts were, for example, just to give you a visual picture, were stored in an unplugged refrigerator. These were the conditions of Franz Kafka's manuscripts.
Years ago, Israeli courts ruled that the Hoffa family had to give up the manuscripts. But thanks to legal and bureaucratic complications worthy of a Kafka novel, it's only now that Israel's National Library finally has permission to access all of the documents. The trove probably contains letters and maybe, just maybe, endings to Kafka's unfinished works. That'd be something. We'll find out next month when the documents actually get to Israel.